With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A new report suggests Nova Scotians need to make more money than ever to afford to live in the province. The Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives released their latest living wage report earlier this week, which shows people in Halifax have the highest requirements and now need to make $23.50 an hour. That's $10 more than the provincial minimum wage of $13.55 an hour. Residents of the South Shore have the second highest need in Nova Scotia at $22.55 an hour. Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives Executive Director Christine Saulnier says the two reasons why the South Shore scores so high are shelter and transportation costs. These costs are the second highest in the calculations. Shelter is less than Halifax, but food and transportation are higher. The centre defines a living wage as the calculation that shows how much a household must earn to cover all necessities and allow families to enjoy a decent quality of life. The calculations are based on two parents raising two young children. Nova Scotia will raise the minimum wage in roughly 30-cent increments every 6 months until April 2024 to get the rate up to $15 an hour. Suzanne McNeil, organizer with the Nova Scotia chapter of Justice for Workers, says the results of the study shows that's no longer good enough for Nova Scotian families, and the province needs to do more.
On October 1st, instead of raising the minimum wage by 25 cents, I would say we need to raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour now. We believe that that can happen now.
Premier Tim Houston addressed the minimum wage during a media scrum following Thursday's cabinet meeting. He says Nova Scotia is not immune to the cost pressures that are being felt around the world, but he will wait for a recommendation from the Minimum Wage Committee scheduled to meet again this fall.
This is a committee of smart people, well-respected people, people that I have respect for. They're not naive to what's happening around them, so we'll look forward to their work.
McNeil says another benefit government could enact right away would be to include 10 paid sick days for every worker in the province.
The living wage calculations also include government benefits that people might be able to access. And so when we have good social supports, good publicly funded programs, that takes the pressure off the household budget.
McNeil says relieving low-income Nova Scotians of financial stress will not only allow them to have happier lives, but will lead to other positive impacts, such as better health outcomes. For her, the answer is obvious.
It's our belief, and I don't think this is an overly radical belief, that the wages that Nova Scotia workers earn need to be within sort of, you know, the same realm of reality as, like, you know, what it actually costs to live.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.